when I think of India and its spiritual tradition, of course, the first thing that comes to mind is the meditative or contemplative side. But there is also this side that I hear in the ragas a lot, which I guess I would just call ecstatic devotion. I'm not quite sure what else to call it. But there's certainly a lot of that kind of energy in this music. And I wanted to ask you how you felt like you were plugging into that kind of energy and what it is beyond just your musical experience that attracts you to this musical style that is so different from the Western style that we're more familiar with.
Well, fortunately, when I was a student in college at Yale, I had the opportunity to hear live North Indian classical music on sitar with groups and tabla, and was just entranced by it and very drawn to it. So it is something that I have loved from my teenage years. I never dreamed that I'd actually be playing any of it. But what happened is that more than 10 years ago now, I received a message from Amjad Ali Khan, who's the foremost sarod player in India. The sarod is an instrument that is metal, has no frets, and has steel strings, and you play it with a plectrum. And he comes from six generations of the sarod in his family lineage. They actually helped to create the instrument as it is now. And he is considered the grand master of it. So he contacted me wanting to meet and explore the idea of a collaboration. But it would be more than 10 years before we'd actually perform together. So Amjad Ali Khan doesn't actually write music, but he was able to find someone who could notate all of this. I said, "This is extraordinary music." And Amjad said, "That's great because we booked a tour for you to do with us in a couple of months in India. They're such beautiful people that it was a joy to do it." And I was motivated, inspired by just a total love for the music that I found inspiring. And one of the things that I did not expect to happen was, in addition to having to adapt all of this for my technique, they're using a pick, so I use a different kind of exploration of the right hand to capture that essence and to keep up with their speed because they're fast, and to find ways of exploring the improvisation in the slower parts using a lot of their slides and embellishments. So I was reminded of the work that I did with Rosalind Turek for 10 years of Baroque performance, and some of the music that I'd done with jazz musicians. All of these things kind of came together and provided a canvas, really, of experience that I could draw from into a new genre. And it's suddenly just all fused together. I could hear these relationships and interconnections. I was just having this sort of cosmic world perspective and a visceral sensation in all of it. And that's never left me before. And it really means that each time I explore some kind of a new type of music, it can really influence how I experience and hear everything I've done before.
If you're learning the sitar or the sarod, it's a long, long process. I'm wondering, I mean, they threw you in so quickly into the deep end, I guess you might say, playing ragas with them, whereas this is a style of music that it takes just decades to cultivate, it seems to me, for a true Indian musician.
And that's one of the aspects of genius of Amjad Ali Khan, is that he was able to conceive the arrangements for guitar and sarod, and again, all of these are world premieres, and he was able to have them notated in a way that I could skip all of those decades of studying North Indian classical music and just fit right in. And that was created by design by Amjad Ali Khan, and he has had experience doing this with other instruments, so he knew how to make it work. And believe me, if it didn't work, they'd tell me.
Why is it called Strings for Peace?
I'm really glad you asked that, because when we did this album, the title is that Amjad Ali Khan has always had in his philosophy and belief that there should be a sense of unity and connection between peoples of the world, and not divided by religion or by location or by anything, that we can all be harmonious together. And the idea of peace, especially when you come from a country like India that has had many challenges politically with its neighbors, the idea of working together in harmony, being together and promoting through music an idea of peace is something that is close to his heart, has been part of his projects and evolutions, and that's why they chose this title.
Sharon, thank you for all the things you do, not only as a musician, but just something even beyond the music itself.